Friend, this is the pilot number 55, the last show in 2016. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm ready for this.
Oh man, we get, not only is this the season end or year end show, we are gonna do this a little bit differently. It's a special show.
It is.
So let's pop the champagne.
This one ended up being a twist off.
In true podcast fashion. Yes. Well, drink up.
Cheers.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I am so stoked. The last show of the year. Wow, Fonz. I can't tell you, man. 2016 has been so good. Has been so great for the show. We've had an incredible year. I mean, the only thing I can complain about this year is we haven't done enough shows.
Yeah,
it's
imagine.
So much fun. Wow, it is so much fun. Dude, let's start a last show of the year like we start every show. What you been up to?
I'll do it again.
yeah, boy.
Wine, champagne, dude, we got a party.
Everything.
Beer.
It's a holiday party.
Dude.
It is not a podcast. It's the holiday company party.
I got to make up for all the rest of the days I didn't drink right now.
Exactly. In the calendar year, you mean?
In the calendar year.
All right, exactly.
So, yeah, dude, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Too bad this year is ending, but... Actually, I'm sort of glad it's ending because it's crazy year,
right? It's mayhem.
Mayhem.
As advertised, like in our podcast. 2016 was the year of our podcast. Dude, it's the holiday season, right? Nonetheless, we just finished Christmas. We're getting into New Year's. I hope you had a great Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I spent my Christmas watching a couple movies. It was kind of funny how things play out, but I'm just going to bring up some names. These guys are... Frederick Steinkamp and William Steinkamp. These two guys, father and son, I didn't know who they were until they both popped up on the two movies that I saw. And they're like award-winning film editors. They've like very respected among their peers. They've done tons of projects, have won Lifetime Achievement Awards as film editors. The dad, the Lifetime, but numerous awards, the son, William. But... So I watched Scrooged this holiday season, and I also watched Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh shoot! No way.
Now I gotta tell you, dude.
Bill Murray Scrooge.
Okay. Yeah, that one. And it's so funny, these parallels. Like I saw these on back to back nights. These are the two movies that I saw, and Adventures in Babysitting. What the fuck, dude? It was like. It's a kids movie. It's kind of a teen movie.
It's a teeny bop movie.
Like if you lived in the suburbs, like if you lived in Sherman Oaks, you probably saw it. If you lived in like Santa Margarita, you probably saw it, right? Like, I don't think this movie made Southgate, but it was. I saw it. I had to channel my inner young Walt, and it's a fucking funny ass movie, dude. But here are the things. Don't hate on Adventures in Babysitting. It's like a girl teenage bloppity bop 80s movie, but I gotta tell you, I gotta support why I like it. Men, guys, 37 year olds, this is why you can watch it, dude. One, there's blues, live blues performances in it, you know. I mean, not live, but I think there's blues, like there's two blues numbers in it, and I love blues music. Don't you like blues music?
Hell yeah, blues.
So there's blues music,
blues.
Chicago blues. Number two, probably more important, Elizabeth Shue's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, she's 17 in the role, but she's not 17 in real life in the role. So it's all right. It's all right. And it's Elizabeth Shue, dude.
Red Shoe Diaries.
It's Elizabeth.
Spankathon.
It's Elizabeth Shue, dude. She's one of my favorite actresses. She's like the equivalent to my wife's Fred Savage, like teen crushes. Elizabeth Shue is my teen crush. And then, honestly, what I call the ignition for the fire. The fire that has been all these Marvel movies. All these Marvel movies that have came out in the last decade and a half, right? All of them.
Yeah.
I think The Adventures in Babysitting is the first Marvel movie, dude.
That was the match?
That was the match, dude. That's the match. I'm going to tell you, first of all, here's better. Do you remember Eric from Billy Madison?
Of course.
He's the Weasley guy, the one that doesn't want Billy Madison to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, so he's the heartthrob in the movie.
No way. What?
Look, I understand the majority of our listeners have probably seen this movie, but I haven't. So relive it with me. Relive it with me. Where I had. Dude, Eric fucking. Hey, Carl, what's that Weasley noise Eric makes? So Eric is the heartthrob, right? And she cheats on Elizabeth Shue.
What? Like,
how? That's not possible in real life. That is not possible in real life. And all right.
That's why it was in a movie.
That's why I was like, it had me intrigued, right? Second, I told you I'm a sucker for blues performance. There's not one, but there's two, dude. There is two blues little tracks in there. And I'm like, all right. I'm watching it. Obviously, my wife loves it, bro. Like, she's seen it like 1,000 times. She's all about it. And I was like, all right, I can see this. It's got stuff. It's got stuff that I kind of like. It's pretty cool. But the third and the most important part, I told you about the Thor, dude, right? They bump into this dude, Thor, who's like an 80s Thor guy. He's Thor. Oh, I didn't tell you, but Thor is in the movie. So there is like Marvel Comics Thor is in this cheesy 80s like
He comes from outer space or what?
They just kind of infer that it is Thor.
Oh, okay.
But now let me ask you this, dude. If I asked you which Thor can kick the other one's ass, would it be a Thor from an 80s teenage girl movie or badass Thor from the CGI graphics, Chris Hemsworth's playing that Thor? Who do you think would kick whose ass? Which Thor would win?
Well, everybody's using steroids now, so... Maybe Chris? I don't
probably
know.
Chris Hemsworth. Freaking CGI.
Yeah.
Chris
Hemsworth. You know they can all bulk them up.
Jack
them
up, right? Yeah, all right. That's what I was thinking. But now let me add some things to it. What if I told you that the Thor in Adventures in Babysitting is Lieutenant Leonard Lawrence, a.k.a. Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket?
No way. What?
Who... that was his next film. So after Full Metal Jacket, he's Thor in Adventures in Babysitting. So he had to get in shape Wolverine style. And he's jacked, dude.
From eating the donuts with his pants at his ankles to Thor.
To getting soaped?
To getting soaped. Remember that cry?
Yeah, dude. From that to fucking
the
Thor,
silent
dude.
Cry. The silent cry.
The shameful. The freaking. From that to Thor, dude. He had to lose weight, get yoked 80s style. Probably wearing chanclas at the gym like Arnold Schwarzenegger because it's the 80s. Freaking. He went from that. What if I told you that same dude is now the kingpin in Daredevil?
Oh, wow.
He's the king. I don't know if you've seen Daredevil, but he's the kingpin. So that's a Marvel. He's a Marvel guy, right? And never mind, he's the dude in overalls in that Men in Black. Get your big butt back in the house.
Oh, like
when Men in Black, when they're like interviewing him, and he's like the alien dude. But that's Thor is Vincent D'Onofrio.
He's awesome. Dude.
That's who's Thor in Adventures.
I just
watched
it just because of that.
Dude,
that's pretty cool.
It doesn't even look like him. Like the eyebrows kind of resemble him.
Yeah.
But he's young. This movie came out in 87.
He also came out in Law and Order.
He's now famous in Law and Order. But he's Thor before the Marvel.
That's crazy.
It's awesome, dude. He's just a girl.
What do you mean?
I can't spoil it. This movie's like 30 years old.
You didn't watch it.
He's a mechanic in a garage, and they don't have enough money for the thing. And then the girl tells him, like, I'll give you my helmet. because she's a big Thor fan. So she has Thor's helmet.
Oh, wow.
And then she they give him the car back, and he goes, you know what, kid, I got one of these at home. Because she believes that he's Thor, and he's like, no, I'm not, you're crazy. And it really, like, and then he really is.
Oh, that's
but it's freaking Vincent D'Onofrio, dude.
That's crazy.
The freaking, and that was his role right after Full Metal Jacket.
He sort of looks like the Hulk in the new movies, too.
Yeah, because he's just freaking jacked. So, yeah. So now with all this... Ooh, it's tough. I mean, Chris Hemsworth, you know,
yeah, but he wasn't in Full Metal Jacket.
Done. Case closed. Suitcase filled with clothes, dude. Come on, Vincent D'Onofrio.
I don't think he was even born.
Am I going to go ahead and say this? Can I cheers to this? That the Adventures in Babysitting Thor would beat Thor now?
Okay, I have to agree. No CGI.
No CGI, real muscle. Dude, you had to compete in the days with Dolph Lundgren, dude. Lou Ferrigno, bro.
How'd you get that job?
Yeah. So, you know, I was just like amazed, dude. And then I saw Scrooge. I love that dude, Buster Poindexter. I feel it. Ha, ha, ha. He's a Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah.
He's got that, like, that Mick Jagger face, big mouth, fucking, like, he's freaking chewing on, like, 14, what are those bubble gums? What are those called? The big old bubble gums? Jawbreakers. He's like chewing on 14 jawbreakers, dude. And Bill Murray. Do you know Sam Kinison was supposed to play that role?
No way.
And it didn't work out. And that was Bill Murray's first film solo. Like, he had done like Ghostbusters, Caddyshack, but he had done it in an ensemble of like, wasn't just the movie wasn't just about him.
Yeah.
Scrooge was his first like, movie with him
headlining.
So that's pretty cool. And that one was up for me, dude.
That sounds like an awesome Christmas, dude.
And then we would have thought Adventures in Babysitting, dude. It's just, oh god, I get more American every day.
Oh man.
Well, shoot, what's up with you?
My movies were the typical ones, of course. Christmas Story. Yeah. I have to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Christmas without a Christmas Story.
Fuck no.
Home Alone, Elf. Freaking amazing. The only Christmas movie that I didn't watch and I'm regretting, but I have to watch it before the end of the year, is Die Hard.
Oh, Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah, dude. That's like the first one. It's a Christmas movie, man.
But that's like the Kill 'Em All album. It's ingrained in your head.
Yeah.
You just close your eyes. Go take a dump, dude. Just close your eyes. You can get through the first
press
20
play.
Minutes.
Press
just
play.
Press play in your head and get through the first 20 minutes, yeah. Dude. You can get to like the Family Matters guy at the gas station. Get to that bar. Oh, man. Hey, yeah, heck yeah, dude.
That's good. That's cool.
Awesome. Well, dude, good. Have Merry Christmas. We're going to get the new year in a little while. And, dude, I got to tell you, incredible year again, incredible year. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to who's ever listening, whoever listened this last year, who's ever supported us. It's been a phenomenal year for us. I mean, I just want to spend a little time looking back on how amazing, 2006 was. Fonz, you got any highlights or things that stand out from the year that was?
I was thinking about favorite moments, favorite shows, favorite things. It's just like it's the most fun that I have, or the most like jaw dropping moments for me always have to be where we were sitting there in a studio at our pad, or when we have guests and they play their music for us live. It's like you don't have to go to a concert. You don't have to go pay a ticket. You don't have to go to the Ticketmaster. You have a person playing their music for you in front of you. Just you there. And I mean, you're there too, Walt, unfortunately.
Yeah, I messed it up for you.
Yeah.
But you know what makes it even better is that it's not just music. I tell all the guests that have been on our show is that we have a luxury doing this podcast where it's like we get to pick whoever we want on the show.
Yeah.
And we are genuinely fans of everyone that comes out on the show. It's funny because every now and then we'll hear like, we're fans of your show. And I'm like, no. This started off with me being fans of you.
Yeah.
Like, we are fans of you guys. So like whenever there's like a couple tracks being played or live stuff that's recorded for the show or whatever it is, it's incredible, right? It's fun, dude. And you know what? Even... just this year, if we just go down the line, like Tommy Guzzo, Gary and Blake from The Edge, Anna Saldana, Greg Tracy, Neptuna, Merle Jagger, Antenna of the End. Maybe I'm forgetting someone, but I think that's pretty much it. But God, dude, talk about the stories. Our show is about finding people. Everyone has a story to tell. What are these people's stories? And these people's stories are phenomenal, dude. It has been a freaking awesome ride, dude. Anna Saldana, I think she's probably the most passionate. Who's ever second is by like a nose hair, but like what stands out to me is Anna Saldana's passion in what she does. She is like balls out, balls to the wall. But I gotta tell you, Neptuna's this last show, dude, it reminded me of like our first year. Like there was still a little like nervousness, like when it felt good. It was a healthy nervousness. And I just think they're freaking rock stars. I think they were awesome, awesome attitudes. It was great. I can't forget Merle Jagger.
Can you believe that, dude? I just met them because we went to go just stop by the farmer's market and saw this band play. And I was like, Walt, check these guys out. And it just happened so crazy, you know, just the fact that they were just let us into their studio and just let, and they played for us and they gave us their time. That's awesome, dude. You know, 2016, everybody talks about how bad 2016 was.
Yeah.
But because of the shows that we do and the people that we met and the shows that people let us in, I mean, the studios and the bands that have been on our show and the people that gave up their time to be in our show, it's humanity still out there, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad Merle Jagger makes you feel that way because those dudes are fucking hired gun, true professionals, amazing at their craft, dude. And I mean, they couldn't come from another planet. I mean, they were just so just different. You know, these aren't my neighbors. I don't like wake up and say, hey, good morning, Merle. Good morning, Jagger. You know, and those dudes, all those cats. But you know what I mean? Like it was awesome to see them in their own element. They were so nice and they played some jams and the stories that they tell, like, It was cool. They definitely were one of my favorites. But
I think for us it's like easy because we're fans. We were fans of the music. We're you know, it's like, oh, it's easy for us. We had an outlet so they can come to our show, and we present them. Right, that's what we do.
Right.
So, but it's also pretty cool for people that never heard them before and listen to our show, because they hear them talking, and it exposes them to who they are, and then they listen to the music in a different way.
Yeah.
So it's like watching art, you know? It's like if you see an artist and you see the painting, it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. But if you know who the person is that's painting that,
yeah,
it makes it more special.
Oh, yeah.
So totally. Music and art in general, if you know that person, it's that picture is so different now.
Yeah. Oh, and it will be with whatever they create.
Yeah.
But it also helps that a dude like a Mark Christian, the lead singer,
yeah,
or the lead noisemaker, maybe, because they're an instrumental band. But hey, dude, we've had quite a few instrumental bands this year on the show. Yeah. But Mark Christian, what a freaking storyteller, dude. That's right? What amazes me. Just big, tall dude, man.
I think we could do like...
He's as tall as a shadow, bro. He's as tall as a shadow, just telling these incredible stories of being in Hollywood as a child. It's been fun.
I think we could do so many more shows with like all of our guests. Like I think we could do like weekly shows.
These are all tip of the icebergs. Like what's not recorded is all the pre stuff, the stories that we tell, that we exchange stories. It's just, you know, for the show's purposes, I try to shut my mouth. This is shutting my mouth, by the way. And those of you guys who know me, you guys would agree. But I try to shut my mouth during recording. And so all the regular conversation before recording is phenomenal. Greg Tracy, he's incredible with the things he does on a freaking, not on his feet. But I got to tell you, man, our first guest of the year, Antenna of the End, hands down, dude, like the song I played the most this year in music, just in general, Spotify, Pandora, my own collection of music, I played Mad World from Antenna of the End, I think the most all year. Obviously, we got it early in the year. We got those tracks. They came on the show. That song, for me, it's I'm running. I'm freaking driving. I'm freaking pissed. I'm happy. I'm sad. That song is a perfect song for me. I love that song. The way that was created, all those dudes from Antenna of the End, It was just, they were awesome. They were kick ass. We went out to Studio City, and that's why to me, there's no doubt. I don't even know if they're signed or not, or they're probably going to go on tour, and they're probably going to have a lot of success. And because that was that they're just a complete freaking band of creative geniuses, dude. That was awesome. So incredible year. Incredible year. Dude, to 2016, you want to have another drink?
Yeah, let's do this.
Cheers. End show, dude. 2016. We're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna wrap this year up very soon here, especially with this last podcast of the year. We cracked some voob. how awesome is that,
Bonds? It's good, man. Anything you go? How does it go? How does it pop?
Any bubbly? Like.
Yeah. Anything that sounds like that is pretty good.
Yeah, man. You know, I'd like to thank Gil. This is a gift from Gil Ortiz. He gave it to the show. Thanks a lot, man. He is a fitness manager out in Fullerton for a company called Choose Fitness.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
And dude, I will happily accept. Yeah. So it's healthy then.
Yeah.
If it's coming from a gym. It's
so
healthy.
I could have it for breakfast?
Yeah. With eggs.
With eggs.
With eggs. A little olive oil and boob. And then eggs. So thank you much, man, to Gil, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate the love. It being the end of the year, fantasy football season is now officially over. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah. We made it alive.
We made it alive. We made it with no Kank Sack. For those of you guys who know already, the Kank Sack trophy, which is pretty much a taxidermied kangaroo scrotum.
Yeah. I don't have it either.
Mm-mm. So that's good. The winner, Zamora Carlos, lives out in New York, listens to the show. Great dude. Great friend of ours. Don't like him anymore. He's won three times. He's kicked our ass. He kicked my ass.
Yeah.
And now he gets to keep our trophy. It's a three liter Dawes boot, like what you would see at Beer Fest. And so we made a rule a long time ago that if you were to ever win three, I didn't think that would happen. You actually get to keep it. We now have to buy a new one. So yeah, congratulations. Boo.
We don't like you.
And
congratulations, Carlos.
Dr. T, dude, he got hosed.
What? Got hosed. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's his fault. Why are you trying to run freaking triathletes or triathlons?
And not benches. And hey. That's true.
Das he would have
won that game. He would have won.
He would have won. He would have beat his starters and me. His bench would have beat his starters and
enemy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I'm saying because he didn't get into the playoffs, but
yeah.
Oh, he
yeah.
still couldn't have gone. He wouldn't have gotten Kank Sack. if he would have like not cared about his life, he would have not won Kank Sack.
Oh yeah.
He would have like done fantasy. He cares yeah. about his life. Yeah. Running triathlon.
Your fault.
Your fault.
Your fault, dog.
So part of the reason why we bring this up is because there's a lot of intrigue. There's a white box right here from the post office, from Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah, Prestige Worldwide, freaking Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, priority mail to Black Lagoon Creatures.
Black Lagoon Creatures is I, and Prestige Worldwide, he's a previous guest early in the show. He come out of like, he's a really traveling Wilbury. He's a Army. he was in the army. He like did like a couple tours in war. Like he did a lot for our country. He like, did he win a Purple Heart?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
He won something.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of awards.
Yeah, he like did some mad crazy stuff. That's why he was like loony enough to be in our league. Like I think like if he would have been like a journalist in for the army, like he would not have been in our league. No. I mean, we get the craziest people in our league. Yeah. And so he's kind of a funny dude. Actually, he's very funny and he's one of my best friends. But he sent this white box. What the hell? So we're gonna open this on the show. Well, I'm scared to find out what's in this box right now, Fonz.
So you said you want me to open it?
Yeah, because I'm scared. Like, let's open it. What the hell is... Early in the year, I scared every owner because I sent this, like, freaking deep throat letter. Not a letter of me deep throating, but a deep throat letter. And it was just like a... It was addressed to all of you guys with your fantasy football names, a letter about how it's going to be a commish.
Yeah.
I think this is his response to this. So I have no idea what this is.
Here you go, Walt. This is for you. Hopefully I don't die opening this. So there's a shirt on here.
Oh, it's a large? Yeah. All right. It's a Creatures from the Black Lagoon.
That's pretty sick,
That
dude.
Is awesome. I'm taking a picture of this. It's a Creature of the Black Lagoon. Nothing, whatever you can imagine that is, that's what it is on a black t-shirt.
It looks really good.
My favorite.
And then there's
Oh, there's more?
There you go.
There's a letter. It says from the offices of the commissioner. I am the commissioner.
Oh my God. Is it written in freaking... Oh, love it. Oh my God, this is...
Kavish, thanks for another great year of great fantasy football like that ever was and ever will be. Even though I'm not in California anymore, the Das Boot makes me continue to feel connected to all of you. Looking forward to the next draft, I finally figured out what I needed to do to win next year. From the 2017 Das Boot champ prestige worldwide. Tell Mrs. Kamish and Junior Kamish, I say hello.
Hold on. Let me take a picture of this. This is great.
This is a free Merry Holidays from Prestige Worldwide. Be ready. Winter is coming. It's two bears. Bear is what he calls his wife. They got a big bear and a cute bear.
We think he's a cute bear.
I think... Dude, hey, Gil Flores in Arizona, man. Thank you much. I appreciate it. I appreciate this scary ass, like, non-written happy holidays card. I freaking love it. I love you. I love your family, dude. And you guys have a wonderful new year.
I love the fact that this was not like a kidnapping letter.
Dude,
you're still here right now.
That's the ABC killer from Beverly Hills Cop 2, dude. That's freaking the dude that killed the boss guy, dude. Bridget Nielsen. I don't forget these things. Yeah, I get scared because of that.
I don't sleep
because of Beverly Hills Cop 2.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is great, dude.
Prestige. We got to top that now. That's awesome.
Prestige, we got to top that. All of you guys, I want to hear your guys' fantasy football stories. Cause we got a really good one, Fonz. We got a really good one.
I didn't get the sack, so I'm happy.
You got goals.
I got goals.
Speaking of goals, let's talk about goals, dude. What? It's New Year's. Everyone's gonna have goals.
Oh shit, shit again.
And yeah, exactly. Do you remember what your New Year's goal was last year?
Nope.
And did you meet it?
No.
No, and you forgot it.
First month, probably gone.
Mine was to eat a lot of fish. Eat more fish than I have ever had in my life.
No way.
I'm steers and beers, dude.
Yeah.
Steers and beers. When I'm drunk, sometimes queers, dude. But no, steers and beers. You know me. Steers and beers has been like my constant diet since I was like 4, dude. And I said to myself, well, we're getting a little bit older. Got to get some healthy meats in me. I got to fill myself up with mercury.
Right.
So, but I ate a lot more fish this year, and I liked it.
What kind?
I ate a lot of swordfish.
Ooh, that's bomb.
And
I love swordfish.
What do they call it? The clams or the oysters.
Oysters. Oh, you like oysters?
Yeah, I like. Then I learned about Pacific oysters from the Pacific Ocean, Pacific Northwest, and then even Atlantic oysters.
Okay, the differences.
There's a lot of differences.
Sizes and tastes and everything.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Sizes and tastes. And I ate a lot of swordfish and I ate a lot of cod.
Ooh.
Cod seems to be the because if you think about it, I'm kind of in. I gotta get the happy meals of fish because I'm brand new to like ocean food. So cod is what a lot of fish and chips is made. So yeah, I got a lot
standard
stuff. Yeah. So I got a lot of fish and chips this year. But
fish chips is the bomb.
But I got fish. It still counts. Yeah. You know, I gotta break the palate, and then blackened swordfish is ended up being my go to at later in the year.
Did you ever have a fish where it was just like the whole fish deep fried and still looked like fish?
Hell no, dude. That grosses me out, dude. I cannot do that.
Mojarras.
Mojarras, yeah. I can't do it, dude. Like served on aluminum foil. Can't do that.
Okay,
hell no, dude.
Okay,
no.
That's next year.
Maybe next
and a lot
year.
And a lot of Coronas and Tecates.
A lot of it, yeah, exactly. So okay. I definitely went Happy Meal route on the fish, but I nailed it, dude. I ate a lot more fish.
Hey, you're past the fish and sticks. Fish sticks.
And fish the Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
Exactly. All right. So I did. I was pretty proud of it. It was the first one in a long time where I've nailed it. But, you know, with that in mind, I wanted to talk a little bit about nailing your goals, dude. You know, riff rap, booze, tunes, rock and roll. You know, that's their moniker or something like that. But come on. I'm here to bring the seriousness. You guys got goals? You guys want to keep goals? I can get you to them. I've talked to many a people. And the consensus on nailing goals is don't talk to the people that I've talked to. But I came across this thing that is really cool way that if you want to like achieve your goals for the year or in anything you want to do in life, there's a really smart way of doing about it. And I want to present it. Because I strongly believe in it, but here's the difference. I don't think it's a foolproof, but I think it's just the best out there. And I just want your take on it. I like it. I like it a lot. So the way you nail your goals, when you write your goals, sometimes you go like, dude, I want to make $1 million. Dude, I want to make 10 grand more than I made last year. Dude, I want to lose 25 pounds. Whatever your goal is, right? Your goal is not a wish list. You shouldn't make your goal a wish list. Because you write a lot of wish lists, and that's exactly what they are, a wish. Wishes don't come true, man. It's America, 2016. Wishes do not come true. People can argue that. But
you're not a Disneyland character, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to be like, you got to find a way to write a goal where you're going to be proactive about it. It's going to continue like not only be in your head, but like keep you focused on what you got to do to get to your goal.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So this acronym SMART, I came across it, and it's a really good way when you're going to write a goal. It's a good way to kind of write the goal this way so it can kind of resonate in your head throughout however long you're going to do this goal. Now, the SMART, the S in the SMART stands for specific. So like, I want to be healthy. That's not fucking specific. Mm-hmm. What would that mean, right? So, like, you might not ever achieve it because it's so ambiguous, whatever it means, right? Like,
yeah.
Or I just want to make money. What is that? Like, you know what I mean? It's not specific. Yeah. Healthy meaning, like, I want to drop 25 pounds. That's a little more specific. I want to make $10,000 a year. That's a little more specific, right? Or I want to make enough money to take my family on vacation to somewhere. That would be more specific, because honestly, you can take your family on vacation anywhere. You can go to Southgate. They got the Azalea Festival. They got
go to
the Greenspans, Tweety Mile,
Pendleton's for everybody,
dude, for real. So yeah. You got to be specific with
Pete's
your
patios, pastrami and fries.
Oh, well, that's a vacation every time.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
So it's got to be specific. So I'm gonna pick like you got to use examples here. So like. Say, like, I want to make $10,000 more this year of income. That would be specific. I want to write a book. That would be specific. I want to lose 25 pounds of fat. That would be specific, right? The second thing, the M would be measurable. So, like, you have to put it in numbers. I want to be healthy. That's not being put in numbers. I want to make more money. That's not put in numbers. But if you say I want to lose 25 pounds, that's now a number. It's objective. So like it's you can grade it. It's like if it's not that number yet, you got to keep going to get to that number, right? So you're always going to have that in mind. The A is my favorite part about this because I think a lot of goals, when people write goals, they fail to do this part. And the A stands for action-based, meaning, all right, this is what you want, because it separates it from being a wish list. All right, this is what you want. Well, what are you going to do about it? So in the goal that you write, you have to have this A component, the action-based. What are you going to do about it? I am going to so for the business guy who's going to make $10,000 a year of income, if he's in sales, I am going to spend 1 hour on making cold calls, or I'm going to spend 4 hours a week making cold calls, or I'm going to do whatever it takes. For the write a book, I'm going to spend 10 hours a week, 2 hours, 5 days a week, just dedicating myself to that book. I'm going to do that part. So then it's not a wish list anymore, because now you're doing something about it, right? Yeah. So you see that wherever it is, you're going to post it on your mirror, on your ceiling, wherever it's going to be that you have your goal on your fridge. You got that action base. It's going to tell you, get up and do X, Y, and Z, right? If you're into fitness, I'm going to work out 5 days a week, 3 days cardio, 2 days weightlifting, whatever. If you're going to eat differently, I'm going to limit my intake to 1,500 calories a day, right? But it's got to be action-based. And that's really what separates it from being a wish list, right? And then the last two, realistic, it's got to be realistic. Like, because then if it's not realistic, again, it's a wish list.
Yeah. Stop wishing.
I'm going to make $1 million. All right. Well, according to the numbers and how much you make at UPS, you know, there aren't enough hours in the day to fucking make that much money.
Yeah.
Right. So it's got to be realistic.
You need to clone yourself a couple of times.
What's that?
You need to clone yourself a couple of times.
Yeah. In order to come to half of that.
Yeah.
So like something like making 10 grand is more realistic than making 10 million. If you're going to write a book in a year, maybe say I'm going to write the whole rough draft of a whole entire book, but something realistic, because then it stays challenging. When it becomes unrealistic, it's too much. You just lose. You're not wanting to do it anymore. So far away to even achieve. And then lastly, it has to be timely. It's going to be a year. Maybe it's going to be 6 months. Whatever it is, you got to put a time. Like, fuck, dude. Some of the best albums out there, like Megadeth's "Peace Sells But Who's Buying." Oh no, the song that's in there, "Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good." Is that the album that's in there?
There's another. That's a whole separate album.
Oh, okay, so yeah. But the "Peace Sells" is another album.
Yeah.
Okay, that one. The only reason that came out was because of deadlines. They were so distracted by drugs. Aerosmith, same thing, distracted by drugs, but. They needed a you need a fucking deadline.
You need a deadline.
You need, and then that's what the time component is. So, like, specific, measurable, action based, realistic, and time. You need to have those in a goal. So, off the top of my head, I'm gonna say something like, "I want to be healthy," and you can write it as much as you want all over wherever you want it. It's just a fucking cheerleader. You're just hiring more cheerleaders. You need to have context.
Yeah.
So something like, "I'm gonna lose 25 pounds of pure fat," that's specific, that's got a number on it, by going to the gym 5 days a week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Monday, I do this, Tuesday, that, Wednesday, that, Thursday, that, Friday, that. Then that's action-based and it's very specific. It's realistic, 25 pounds of fat in a year or 6 months, whatever, you know, so it's realistic. And then the time, however long it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's going to be stronger than I want to be healthy. I want to lose fat.
Yeah.
Because that shit's going to pass by and you're not going to do anything.
Nope.
Fucking Notre Dame.
I'll start next month.
Notre Dame won 3 games this year. They slapping that it's awesome to be an Irish thing, right? They should have wrote like, stop running the option to the right side. Like, you know what I mean? They don't even think they made a bowl game, dude. They didn't make, instead of tapping that Irish, shit. They need to write on there like, I got to go play action.
Ooh. Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, you know.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. Right? Irish fans listen to our show, dude. Yeah. Damn, dude. Damn. Yeah.
They know how to fix their shit.
Drop the mic on that one. I don't want to drop the mic. But, well, okay, so what's your take? Do you think that's pretty cool?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. The only thing the only thing that I could add to any of those things.
Hell yeah, add it.
I just want to add an F.
I fail?
Smart F. Smart and then with F.
F. What's F for?
F, fun.
There's got to be a fun. How do you make it fun?
A fun factor. Just, you got to stick a fun factor in there.
In anything.
So like you said, so S is for
specific.
Specific, right? Specific. M is for
measurable. Put it in numbers.
Yeah, put it in numbers. And then A.
Action based.
R.
Realistic. And then T. Timely.
And an F, fun.
Well, how about, could the fun be in action? That's probably even better.
Yeah. You know,
should be fun. Like, you know how fun. They say, I'm high AF?
Oh, yeah.
I'm high as a motherfucker. Or high as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm mad AF?
Yeah.
I'm going to reach my goals AF. Action, fun.
Action based, fun. Action/fun. Yeah. So you got to make, like,
true.
Fun.
Very true.
So, like, you, like, let's say, I want to wear this, you know, this crazy ass outfit for, like, when I'm reaching my goal, right? So like you're losing weight and I want to get something crazy, some outfit that's insane, and you're working out, it's like, I want to wear this outfit. Like if I get to my goal, I want to sport this shit right here.
Yeah.
Like this fucking American flag sports coat, you know, that it doesn't fit you right now.
But it will,
and you could look fly.
And it's goofy and fun to wear.
Yeah, just something fun. Just you got to do something fun.
That's funny that you say that, because you know, Arshul, I mean, we had multiple segments on Don't Be a Dick. We've had multiple segments of Don't Take Yourself Seriously. Like, that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about, man. You can't have fun, don't do it. If you can't have fun, don't make it your goal. Like, it's not fun to be poor, fat, stupid, and drunk.
No.
Which is probably our first year. But whatever it is that it's no fun, then don't do that anymore. Do something that's fun and then let the chips fall where they are too, right?
Yeah. Like if these goals aren't going to be like make you happy, if these smart goals aren't going to make you happy, no matter what, if you succeed on these goals, it's not going to be great. It's like you have to have fun.
You have to have
fun. So make it fun. Make it all fun.
I love it.
So if you're going to exercise, make it fun. Make it funny. Make it dance. Do whatever it does, like you have to do to make it fun.
Do a goddamn cartwheel.
Yeah.
In a suit.
In a suit.
While reaching 10K.
Yeah. Just make everything fun.
I love it.
And then you stick to it better. You know, if it's fun, you'll do it more often. So, like, when I go on my runs, I like to take pictures. So, at a certain mile mark, I got to take a picture. And then I post it. And that's my fun part.
That's your fun part, yeah.
Yeah, it makes me want to take another picture.
Yeah. Or, like, if you do something that's fun for you, you know, and it's part of your job, then it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
You know?
And you want to do it again.
And it's like, well, I can't leave my job because I want to go be something fun.
Yeah.
No, whatever you're doing, find a way to make it fun then. Then it'll make you either spend more hours there or make you be more creative or productive at what you do, because then your heart's involved now. You're not just there for the paycheck anymore.
Yeah, if you're freaking trying to make extra bucks, right, and you're an Uber driver, just say something stupid and see what people's reactions are. And then that's fun. Not like don't degrade anybody, but just say something funny. And then I was like, oh, I made someone laugh. That was my goal for the day. I even made money and I made someone laugh.
I love it, dude. I love it. Right? Dude, this show is evolving, dude.
Right.
All right. I'm going to make some smart goals. I don't think I have enough time right now for the show. I don't think we have enough time, but I'm going to make a smart goal next show to be continued.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And yeah, man, Smart AF.
Smart AF.
SMAFRT goal, dude.
Smart AF goal.
You want to reach your goals, people, America, world. You want to reach your goals? Make it specific. Make it measurable. Make it action-based and fun.
Yeah.
Make it realistic and put a goddamn time base on it. Put a fucking deadline on it. Because you got to get there. No ands, ifs, or buts. We got a timeline. We got an incredible year's end show. It's been incredible, Fonz. It's been awesome. New Year's resolutions. Final thoughts. Do you have any?
I just want to thank everybody that was on the show, all our listeners, our fans, all the other guests, and Ten to the End, the Doc, for Lenny's R8.
Yeah, the R8.
Made me feel like made me feel like Iron Man. Deke Factor was up on the mix already.
Yeah,
thank you, Walter, for that. Freaking grill them off for the behemoths.
Did you feel like a star boy? I'm a star boy.
Grill them off for the behemoths, man.
Yeah.
Merle Jagger.
Fuck yeah.
Merle Jagger. Igor's in New Orleans.
Igor's in New Orleans, man. Yeah. What a great freaking show, dude.
Beer, laundry, food, pool, 24 hours a day.
I'm a star boy.
Anna Saldana, Greg Tracy, Gary Metzger, and freaking Blake Pinto.
Blake Pinto from The Edge magazine.
From The Edge magazine. The Neptunas, a Pearl for being my muse.
Yeah.
At the freaking 3636 Club.
Oh, yeah. Pearl, Laurita from Neptunas, who made everything, the Neptunas show happen. Oh, yeah. Dude. Yep. Pamita. And
Heidi Leslita. Santos.
Heidi Santos made that happen. Yeah. Dude, Jason Small, we've had one donation, and by all means, feel free to donate on our site. We truly appreciate it. This show comes from our heart, and every now and then we get like nuggets from one Jason Small of oldtrow.net, which is now fantasticit.com. He donates some money to the show. He really likes what we do, and
our better halves.
Most importantly, our better halves for letting this happen, dude.
Yeah,
we have tolerating the mayhem, yeah. Dude. They let us tolerate the mayhem, dude. My little guy, and man, this is gonna come to an end, man. 2016. I wish everyone listening to us right now, I wish you guys the best 2017, the best in your future endeavors, humanity, people. This is what makes living. All you guys listening to us, all the lives we come across from doing our show. Can't thank everyone enough. Fonzo, anything to declare? Yeah, man. All that is left is to celebrate. Let's drink more champagne.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
To an end.
Thank you.